Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Why Short-Form Content is a Cultural Test. Let's dive in. Your TikTok flops while competitors go viral using the same trend. Here's why. Short-form content is the ultimate litmus test for whether your brand actually understands culture or just thinks it does. Think about it. In long-form content, you can hide behind production value, lengthy explanations, and corporate polish. But short-form, it strips away all pretense. You have 15 seconds to prove you belong in that cultural space. You cannot fake understanding native language, timing, or community norms in such a compressed format. Brands that succeed speak the platform's cultural dialect, not corporate speak awkwardly translated into vertical video. Here's what I've discovered in my research. Users decide cultural relevance within 3 seconds of consuming short-form content. 3 seconds. That's faster than most people can say their brand name. This is why I developed what I call the ACE test. Authentic voice, community context, and earned attention, not bought attention. Apply this framework before you hit record, and you'll save both budget and brand reputation. The tactical shift here is profound. Stop adapting long-form content for short-form platforms. Start with platform-native cultural insights first. Use trending sounds, formats, and challenges as cultural research, not just content vehicles. Your goal is to create content that feels discovered, not distributed. Consider Duolingo's cultural mastery on TikTok. Their success isn't about language learning. It's about understanding Gen Z's chaotic humor and self-deprecating culture. They transformed their owl mascot into an unhinged, relatable character that speaks directly to anxiety culture and meme language. The result? Over 4 million followers and genuine cultural currency that drives app downloads. This reveals something important about human behavior. We don't engage with brands that talk at us. We engage with brands that talk like us, think like us, and understand the cultural context we live in. Before your next short-form campaign, spend 1 week consuming content on the platform without posting anything. Learn the cultural rhythms, language patterns, and community values first. Become a student of the culture before you attempt to contribute to it. Short-form content reveals your brand's cultural intelligence faster than any focus group ever could. Embrace it as your real-time culture audit, not just another content format. Because in the attention economy, cultural fluency isn't just an advantage, it's survival. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stop guessing. Turn cultural noise into campaigns that convert with the Cultural Intelligence Report at moveatthespeedofculture.com.